Because of redistricting, Senator Bette Davis is running in a district that includes a lot of new territory. The new district includes less of East Anchorage, which she considers a stronghold, and adds some of Eagle River, which tends to lean more conservative. But Davis, who has served in the legislature for more than a decade, says she doesn't believe that the new portion of her district in Eagle River has very different concerns than the rest of the district.
And they probably won't be much different from what they are on the east side of town as far as that, but there are certain projects and things that they'll be asking for money to come into those projects, or if there's issues that they have. I have represented part of Eagle River before, but it was when I was on the House side way back in the 90s.
A former nurse, Davis says she hopes to be reelected so she can continue passing legislation to address Alaska's most pressing social issues.
I'm running for my seat again because I feel that I have many things that I would like to continue my work on, particularly in the areas of health care and education.
Davis's most high-profile work in the Senate in recent years has been on Denali KidCare, a state-run children's health insurance program for low-income families. Governor Sean Parnell vetoed bills she helped draft to increase funding for the program because he said they included support for abortions. Fairclough has also focused on social issues, most notably her work in the House of Representatives on the Alaska Children's Trust Bill, which passed in 2010. It's a fund set up by the legislature to provide grants to organizations that work to prevent child abuse and neglect. She's also worked for nonprofits, with Standing Against Rape, where she was the executive director, and with Hospice of Anchorage, where she currently works as development director. In addition, she's been in the House of Representatives for 6 years. Before that, Fairclough spent more than 7 years representing Eagle River on the Anchorage Assembly. She says if she's elected, her focus will be on fiscal planning.
Currently, I serve on the House Finance Committee and have taken up several issues important to all of Alaska, most specifically fiscal planning. Alaska has a bright future in front of us, but we need to take care of our fiscal house. We need to put that house in order. We have great opportunities on the North Slope to access riches for Alaska, but we need to do those responsibly.
Both candidates say education is a priority, but they disagree on how to improve it. Davis supports more funding for public education and existing district charter schools. She does not think public funding should go to private schools. Fairclough, on the other hand, supports funding that follows students to the school of their parents' choice. In Fairclough's mind, money for education is directly linked to oil. She says she would have supported Governor Parnell's bill to decrease oil taxes that died in the Senate last session. Republicans said it would increase oil production. Democrats called it a giveaway to the oil companies. Davis says the current tax plan, known as ACEs, is working fairly well. On the issue of a gas line, both candidates say there's a lot of work to be done.
We have to get onto a real conversation about the knobs that need to be turned, the criteria that needs to be changed so that it can be a viable project.
I'm very supportive of an in-state gas line, and I hope that we move beyond the talk, and I agree that we do need to come together and make sure that we move in that direction, because there are places that are hurting and need that reduction in gas.
But neither one has specifics about how to jumpstart a gas line project. As far as the bipartisan coalition is concerned, Fairclough says if elected, she would not support it. She says the group is often a dead end for bills crafted by her party, and it avoids controversial topics.
It has been ineffective. It hasn't taken on issues that are critically important to Alaska.
Davis has worked in the bipartisan coalition and says she'll continue to do so because she believes it's critical to collaborate across party lines. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.